In Parashat Shmini, Perek Tet, Pasuk Zayin, we're told that Moshe told Aaron to approach the Mizbeach, the altar. It's a strange thing because Aaron was going to the Mizbeach anyway. So these words seem unneeded that Moshe says, go to the Mizbeach. He was obviously doing that. So Chazal give a broader context. They say that when the time came for the inauguration of the Mizbeach, Moshe told Aaron what to do. And Aaron froze. He didn't go. He didn't do it. And that's why Moshe said again, go close to the altar. And the Torah Kohanim explains, it tells us what made Aaron freeze, what made him hold back. He was afraid that because of the Chet HaEgel, the mistake of the golden calf, that he wasn't worthy to be the Kohen Gadol. In fact, they say that he saw the image of an ox superimposed on the altar. And that scared him, that he was being reminded of that episode, of that incident. And he remembered his mistake, his skeleton in the closet, and he feared approaching Mizbeach. And Moshe saw his ambivalence, and he said, don't fear the shore, don't fear the ox, don't fear that mistake. Approach the Mizbeach. And the commentary Yalkut Yosef cites Vayikra Rabbah, which says that after it happened, Aaron wanted to take all the blame for the Chet HaEgel. He said, don't punish the Jewish people. It's my sin. I want to bear it. I want to be punished and no one else. And in fact, the involvement that he had in the first place with it was only out of his love of the Jewish people, that he was trying to help them and connect with them and save them. Hashem's response was really that you're going to be the Kohen Gadol, not despite the fact that you were involved in this episode, but because of it, because of your love and your selflessness and putting other people first. And that's when Aaron is being told by Moshe, the ego that you're seeing, that you're thinking about, it's lechach nivkarta. For this reason you were chosen. Not just that you were chosen to be the Kohen Gadol, but you were chosen because of your involvement in the Chet HaEgel, which is a prime example of your love of the Jewish people, because you put the people first. And that's why you shouldn't hesitate to go to the Mizbeach, because you're the one that goes to bat for the Jewish people, and you should go to the Mizbeach. This idea reminds me of another idea, that at the Chet HaEgel, afterwards, Moshe breaks the luchot. And there are many explanations of why he did that. The Kli Yakar says a one in a million idea. He says that Moshe didn't want the Jewish people to be suffering alone. He didn't want to be the goody-goody off to the side. So he wanted to be in trouble with them. And he broke the luchot so he could be together with them. And I heard that idea from Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. And he said, it's such an original idea. And the only way the Kli Yakar could have thought of that is because he loved the Jewish people so much that he came up with this thought that Moshe broke the luchot out of his love of the Jewish people. So Moshe, like Aaron, acted out of love and connection for the Jewish people. And this is particularly relevant in this time of the Omer. The time of the Omer is building up to the receiving of the Torah, and it's time of connection. And sadly, this time period is marred a little bit. It's a happy time. It's a celebratory time. We say Shechianah when we start counting the Omer. The Ramban says that the time of the Omer is like Chol HaMoed in between Pesach, which is first days of Yantav, and Shavuos, which is last days. But we all know it's marred a little bit because Rabbi Akiva's students, who should have known better, did not treat each other with the love and respect and connection and affection that they should have. May we be blessed during this time as we build up to Shavuos and the receiving of the Torah to be like Moshe and Aaron with endless, selfless love for every Jew.